hectic.
It's only as hectic as you make it.
Oh, well, you want to do my shopping for me, and then maybe we'll be all right.
Yeah, sure, I want to. No, I don't want to do your shopping for you.
Well, see?
Have you considered McDonald's gift certificates for everyone?
I did that last year. They'll throw me out of the house if I give them again this year.
What part of town are you calling from tonight?
Latonia, Kentucky.
I guess you haven't heard about the new White Castle gift certificates.
White Castle?
Obviously the perfect gift for anyone of all ages.
You guys get any snow down there in Kentucky tonight?
A few flurries.
Yeah? Pretty Christmassy, huh?
Yeah. If it would snow enough to amount to anything, it would be Christmassy.
What kind of Christmas tree do you have this year? Is it a theme tree?
No, I went out to my farm, and I chopped down this big old tree, and when I got it to my house, it was too tall to fit in my house, and I had to chop like 2 foot off of it just to make it fit in my living room.
Did you try to tack it to your roof?
No,
you should try to tack
it
to the ceiling
down.
Of your house upside down.
No, I don't hang my tree upside down. I'm not from.
You know they do that in New Hampshire and those New English kind of places.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just
from
a thought, something you might want to try next year.
Oh yeah, I
think
had a hard enough time getting it to stand up the right way.
Why are you women so picky about what you get for Christmas?
Hey, I'm not.
Hey, we've appointed you spokesperson for the whole gender. Don't back out on us.
Well, would you want some piece of garbage for Christmas or...
Hey, if it comes from me, it's got a lot of love attached to it, okay?
Even if it is a lump of coal.
A lot of love and very little cash.
a piece of jewelry out of bubblegum machine, right? Or from the bowling alley or whatever, yeah.
Which would you prefer? I mean, do you tell your loved one that what you want for Christmas, or do you want to be surprised?
I tell him what I want.
Okay. And then does he usually come through?
Yes, I got everything I wanted.
But you know that chain he got you?
Yeah.
It's just gold plated. Don't take a shower with it.
No, I don't.
It'll turn green on your neck.
Uh-uh. I was there when he bought it. I don't know how much it cost.
Oh. You were there?
Huh?
No, she was
she
there.
She was there.
I was there.
No, it's a bird. It's a bird, not a bear. It's a bird.
So, yeah, Kmart had that sale a while back, didn't they?
Kmart? I'm not Rain Man. I don't go to Kmart and buy underwear.
No, for your necklace.
No, I got it at the jewelry store. I didn't buy it at Kmart.
What's the name of the jewelry store?
Mama's Jewelers.
Mama's?
In Newport. You know, Newport, Kentucky.
Mama's Jewelers, like I have a back of a pickup truck or something. Hi, Mama, these are my jewels. Come on down, see what we got.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Now, wait, if there's a mama on a street in Kentucky talking about selling her jewels, Rob, I think it ain't no chain that's being exchanged there, okay?
Why do you say Kentucky like there's something wrong with people from Kentucky?
Oh, not at all. Oh, no, I'm from Arkansas. Kentucky is, we revere Kentuckians. They're a notch above us, like extraterrestrial beings.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm E.T. now, yeah. I see that, yeah.
Pat, we gotta go. Thanks very much for your phone call.
Goodbye.
You sound like a wonderful person, and I'm sure your boyfriend here is kind of a lucky guy.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Later.
Mate.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to. Chris, give us a poem.
I was going to read you next from Carl Jung.
Oh, okay, go ahead. He's
you
a
hear
very
from
Christmas
Carl
guy.
Jung? At Christmas, we may express our inner feeling for the mythological birth of a semi-divine child, even though we may not believe in the doctrine of the virgin birth of Christ or have any kind of consciousness, religious faith. Unknowingly, we have fallen...
No kidding! Boy, he went out on a limb there.
I guess. Carl
Gee,
Jung is known
ooh,
to be
boy,
pretty cutting
edge. Hey, but I can see why he's so famous.
This is a relic of an immensely older solstice festival, which carries the hope that the fading winter landscape of the northern hemisphere
what
will be renewed. For all our sophistication, we find satisfaction in this symbolic festival, just as we join with our children at Easter in the pleasant ritual of
Santa Claus. What's going on?
You boys have been busy tonight, haven't you?
We sure have, Santa. Have you?
Santa's been waiting for a break. I've been busy for quite some time now. Is this Chris or Rob?
This is Rob, Saint.
Rob, Merry Christmas. From the North Pole, Merry Christmas. And is that little fella Chris there?
He sure is.
Has he been a good little boy?
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. He hasn't got a speeding ticket out here.
He hasn't got a speeding ticket yet.
Rob.
Yeah?
I'm supposed to ask you if you've been a good little boy.
Go ahead and ask.
Have you been a good little boy?
I thought you knew that. I thought you had your spies out. I thought you had a magic snowball. I thought you just instinctively knew all that stuff.
Regardless of your response, I'm supposed to say, ho, 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 the man is buying it, but you're not such a little boy anymore, are you?
No, I'm not, Santa.
Better watch that old brewski intake. Ho, 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 ho. Now let's move over to that crest. Someone told me he's kind of conceited. He thinks Christmas is named after him.
He sure does.
Well, he better get to Mass, then maybe it will be named after him. But enough frivolity.
So tell me, St. Nick. You know, when you first started out, you guys made simple wooden toys. You made rag dolls and things like that. Now you guys make high-tech Nintendo electronics. How do you keep up?
Christmas has changed like you wouldn't believe.
Japanese elves?
Japanese elves. I've got nothing but problems with these elves. You know, the whole North Pole is unionized now.
Damn it.
Well, we used to have the Teamsters in here. They were bad.
Hey, you got some commie simps up there? We'll come up there. We'll wipe them all out.
There's a couple of pinkos, if you know what I mean. The problem now is we've got all these groups, and I've got elves out there named Matumbo X. One... Alvarez, Yingling. If that's not bad enough, then we have the animal rights groups who move over to the reindeer. You can forget Donner and Blintz and all that old bull crap you learned back in grade school at your grandma's knee. I got an elk out there. I got a wapiti. I got a gnu. I got a gazelle. We call him Beer. Igor. For that.
You got an elf named Ho 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 Chi Minh?
We do. How did you know that? Well, I'll tell you this, Dan, you got a red nose.
Famous.
How does Rudolph keep that nose red?
Well, Rudolph, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while he takes a little nip. Santa's got a little something in front of him here, too. See, we got to take a break every now and then. The problem today is You've got NAFTA. You've got the changes in political administration. Now, if you think this Christmas is cheap, you got another thing coming. If you think you're blowing money down there at Elder Beerman, you ought to see my bills, all right? Now, it used to be we got some grants, you know, we got some money from Rick. Clinton's cut it all off. You look at the economy over in Japan, it's Germany. We're not getting any money from them. Who do you think's paying for this? Yes, your Santa's cashing in some E-bonds. I'll be all right, Rob. But, hold on here. All right, my fire, keep me going there this morning. All right.
So times are getting tough up north.
Oh, it's changed. It used to be they'd call little boys and girls, and they'd call, they'd write old Santa letters. I keep every letter. I got a warehouse out there in back. They want a doll, like you said. They want a hobby horse. Well, like we say up here in the North Pole, no sweat photo jet. But now, Microsoft, Windows. What are Tatas? I got more and more little boys calling in, writing me wanting Tatas. I check it in the dictionary. National Wholesale Toy Makers Associate. I can't find it. I can't find it anywhere. But I give them some good stuff. I send them some things. They like it. They don't. And used to be one chimney does it all. Now you've got the kids with the original father out in Albuquerque, then you got the stepkids with the mother up in Maine, then you got an adopted kid over here, then you got a double step kid down here. I get everything all mixed up, but it's okay. Christmas is Christmas. Everybody loves everybody. That's what I got to say about the season.
Santa Claus, and it does my heart good to hear from you.
Well, I'm supposed to ask you.
Okay.
Now, this is Rob, right?
Yes, sir.
Used to be Little Rob. I remember when we were out that big.
Yeah.
You're not that big anymore, as we've discussed.
No.
You could have anything you wanted this Christmas from old Santa. So you tell your listeners out there, what would that be?
The woman who plays Lois Lane on the new Superman series.
You know, a lot of wishes for that one. Hot to trot, is she, huh?
Ah, you can say that.
Now, what's Chris want to... I jotted that down, and you got to remember this.
Okay.
You get the next best thing. We can't get that. We get you the next best
thing. Okay, here's Chris to tell you what he really wants for Christmas.
Okay. Chris?
I want an Oriental wife.
Chris, first of all, before we... Let's see, something yellow. Now, yeah. If we can't get you an Oriental wife, what a yellow sweater do?
As long as it's fuzzy.
A muffler.
That'd be all right. A scarf? Maybe a yellow scarf?
An Oriental wife. Mm-hmm. Now, how big?
Oh, about 6'4", a couple, you know what I'm saying.
Love of a boom. They want an Oriental wife. They want somebody no bigger than a minute. That's another North Pole joke. You guys aren't into this, are you?
Totally.
Let me tell you.
Do you think she'll look good in one of them little French maid outfits?
I think she would. The black and the yellow.
Yeah.
Looks like a yellow jacket, a bumblebee.
John Belushi.
Santa can see it right now.
Hey, we got a special guest in the audience, in the studio audience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would Santa like to talk to this?
Sure.
Would this special guest like to talk to Santa?
Sure, Santa.
Let me get primed here.
Okay.
I was ready for anything.
A little more Christmas cheer for old St. Nick, huh?
It's full of Christmas cheer. Let me tell you something about Christmas. It's a time for brotherly love. Peace, goodwill on this entire earth. Do you have that feeling?
I don't yet.
If you don't have the feeling, Santa, I'll come down and kick it in. Santa's full of North Pole jokes.
The big black boots.
Yeah. Now, let's not talk about Mrs. Claus. We're talking about Santa, okay?
Nope.
Now, if you give me your name, your address, your phone number, your social security number for wages and withholding W-2, I'll take your name, and I'll take your list, and I'll bring you a present for Christmas. Now, what would you like for Christmas? I assume I'm talking to a little boy.
Yes.
Okay. Now, who are you?
I would like... My name's Damien, and I would like...
Damien, hold on there. Now, do you have long hair or short hair?
Short hair.
Short hair. Have Chris and Rob look up there on your head, see if there are any sixes.
Okay, check me out. No, I'm clean.
No sixes?
No sixes.
You're gonna get a nice present this year, young man. Now, what would you like for Christmas?
Could I have Mrs. Claus?
Wait a second here. Hey, Santa's hip. Santa's hip. Santa's no swinger. I've been accused of it. Nobody's ever been able to prove it.
We understand that there...
Then you get the next best thing, you know.
What's that?
I'd say if we can't get you Mrs. Claus or what you want, then you get the next best thing. We're going to bring you a basset hound. See how this Christmas thing works?
Yeah. I understand.
I'm getting a yellow toque and you're getting a basset hound.
Santa's having a little fun with you boys here this morning.
There are a couple of disgruntled elves here that are claiming that they helped you have extramarital affairs.
Well, what union are they in? My union, my elves are in the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW, this year. Work on that one. No, there's no truth to that. The bodyguards, Secret Service, Santa, they're lying. They're all liars. They can't prove a thing. They'll never get the tapes, I'll tell you that. Right now, Santa guards, you can't get to Santa. There's one person you can't get to, and that's Santa. And don't you believe a word they say, because if you do, I'll cut you off next Christmas. Now, I'm looking at the old clock on the wall. Santa's break is almost up. The old...
10 minutes every 2 hours.
Tumbler is running a little low here. All right, now, before Santa finishes off, and he's going to wish everyone in Radio Land a merry, merry, merry Christmas, full of love, full of peace, full of brotherhood. It's time for gift giving.
Full of something.
Remember, it's better to receive than it's better to give than to receive. Don't get mixed up on that. People get mixed up. Now, if you have any more questions of Santa, you have to ask him quick because I'm going off break. Got to go back to work after in the shop.
So what do you put in that pipe?
Does the expression pie stick mean anything to you boys? Because if it does, you're not getting anything for Christmas.
What about that cappuccino? You put a shot of anything in that cappuccino to keep you warm?
Let's put it this way. You ever see on those old science fiction movies, they got the dry ice in the glass of water there and bubbling over? My cappuccino looks like that.
Why are your cheeks so rosy?
I'm rosy because I'm Santa Claus.
Hmm.
And not too many people can say that. And those that do, that are not me, watch out for them. It's a little schizophrenic joke we use up here in the North Pole. Now, is going to sign off with another very Merry Christmas, because I got to get back to work. I've got a little North Pole riddle for you here, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All three of you. Now, what's the difference between Michael Jackson and that little elf we got there out in the shop there, that little elf named Skip?
Well, I don't know, Santa Claus. What is the difference between Michael Jackson and that little elf you got out back there named Skip?
Not a heck of a lot!
Should we tell a joke about the bird on fire? Light the bird on fire?
But Merry Christmas! Chris, Rob, your unnamed friend Damien, said his real name.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Never know. Don't ever give Santa a false name. Don't ever do that. I need your driver's license, verification. Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho!
To everyone in your listening audience, and a wonderful new year. You'll be hearing from me again 365 days from this, and you'll be good boys. Okay?
Thank okay. you.
You promise?
Yes.
Say Merry Christmas to Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
And a good night to you.
Good night.
It's not every radio station in town that gets an exclusive phone call from Santa Claus all the way long distance from the North Pole, but here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, it happened. Yeah. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We've got a couple phone lines open. What's up?
Butter.
Butter? Hello, Butter. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What can we do for you, Butter?
Butter, Spider.
Oh, Spider. Oh, hey, Spider. Spider.
Yeah.
Spider baby, what's up?
Oh, I'm sitting here with my roommate's cats pondering Katniss.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, these cats have got it made.
Cats are weird. They make you sneeze. They smell bad. They have absolutely no manners. And they poop in the house.
Did you notice that Santa Claus kind of had that Ricky Henderson, Chris Webber thing going on where he kept referring to himself in the third person? Like, Santa Claus would be coming to your house.
Right on.
Did you notice that, Spider?
Well, I don't know. He did seem to be referring to himself in the third person quite a bit.
Yeah.
He didn't really like you talking about Mrs. Claus either.
I don't know what that was all about.
I don't know. If you were married to Santa Claus and he was, like, hanging out with all these elves all the year long, what would you think?
I don't know. I'd be kind of scared. Elves and deers and elves.
Yeah, deers and deers. Well, maybe she knows Bill Clinton.
Do what now?
Maybe Mrs. Claus knows Bill Clinton.
Maybe he does.
Oh.
He probably does. Bill was little once, too.
Well, he does get around.
He sure does. Spider, so how are things at Cooter's tonight?
Oh, busy. Pretty busy.
You still work at Cooter's, that bar where you go pick up girls at?
I don't pick up girls there.
Do you too?
Says who?
We saw you.
Can't prove it.
We were undercover. We saw you standing there by the girls' bathroom just waiting.
We understand every woman that comes in there to celebrate their 21st birthday
is only looking for one thing.
Winds up leaving with you.
They're looking
for a
little spot.
Can't prove I was there. No way, man.
So what is
there are other people.
What is the story on that Cooter's place anyway? And what is Cooter's doing to celebrate the festive holiday season?
Well, the owner's turning into a Scrooge. We didn't even have our Christmas party at the bar.
Oh.
We had to have it elsewhere for the first time in, probably 20 years.
Hey, will you tell Mr. Cooter that Chris and Rob and Damien and Tom and Jim said he was a punk.
Yeah.
But other than that, people are coming in and having a good time, and we're working like dogs to supply them with alcohol and dazzle them with lights and loud music.
Do you have
kind
a big
kind of like what Chris does?
Do you have a big New Year's Eve celebration planned?
Yeah, we have free toys or something like that.
Free toys,
champagne.
You mean the things you're blowing and they make a funny sound?
Yeah, but, I think we should have gotten Kinks downtown to supply all the party supplies.
Well, here's something you guys could do that, is pretty, that I think might catch on if, enough places do it. Like, have a bunch of balloons tied to the ceiling, then at midnight drop them. I think that could really become big.
You haven't seen our ceiling recently, have you?
No, why? What about it?
Well, if you've been in the bar, you'll know there's no room on the ceiling for anything.
What a cheap place.
We have the area of ties. We've got a motorcycle on the ceiling. We've got this, that, and the other thing on the ceiling.
Do you have a Christmas tree upside down? Do you hang a Christmas tree from the ceiling?
There used to be. There used to be a Christmas tree upside down hanging from the
Gosh, the owner doesn't go with that New England tradition anymore, does he?
I don't know what happened to that. Well, other than that, it'll just be, I guess, a fun time if you don't have to work it.
Christmas is always a fun time, whether you're working or not.
Unless you have a four-year-old to pull down the Christmas tree.
Do you have a four-year-old spider?
No. But if there's a four-year-old around and pulls down a Christmas tree, it draws attention away from you, and you can just kind of like...
Did you ever do that when you were four, Spider?
No, I think I did it when I was three, though.
This true confession,
I did it
Spider?
When I was 13.
Well, kind of a late starter, weren't you?
I guess. Well, thanks for calling us, Spider. Have a happy holiday and a happy new year, and don't get any herpes out there where you work, okay?
Herpes?
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Spider!
Gonorrhea, chlamydia, that sort of thing. Thanks for tuning in tonight. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444.
How much? Have a nice one.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Oh, is it Christmas today?
Of course, madam. It's Christmas every day in heaven.
Oh, how about that? Oh, look, a cabaret.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven. All the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven. Hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven. The snow falls from the sky, but it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven. There's great films on TV. The sound of music twice an hour, and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts for all the family. There's toiletries and dreams.
Yes, sir, you want my headphones sets and the latest video games.
It's Christmas, it's Christmas in heaven. Hip, 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 hooray.
Our special guest is leaving.
Goodbye, Damien.
See ya. I love you, Chris.
Hey, Merry
Rob,
Christmas, guy.
Whatever.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I hope you get what you want. Hope you have a good time playing Santa for all the losers out of St. Cecilia's.
myself included.
Right on.
And I think we have somebody on the line to tell us why Christmas
Don't ever let it be said that I didn't deny that you were a loser.
Hey, but thanks for the Christmas cookie you gave me at your place.
Hey, you're welcome. Those were great Christmas cookies.
God bless us, everyone.
That's big shout out for Christmas cookies.
Yay!
All right, see you, D-Man.
Later, dude.
Hello,
Mark. Give us a call
if
you
get to work. Yo, where's the dude on the air?
Hey.
Hey, you there?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, man.
There's a couple things about Christmas that mm-hmm. really bothers me.
Yeah, what's that?
Like when you're shopping in the mall and like everybody rushes for the shortest line possible. I mean, that really ticks you off. You're here, handful of goodies and stuff, you know. All of a sudden people plow over you and knock
you. When you're at the mall, you go for the shortest line, don't you? Or are you an idiot?
I go for a shortest line, yeah. But mm-hmm. then you got three or four people right behind you trying to beat you to it.
So?
They hit you with your carts and all that other good stuff.
That's human nature, you know, like trying to get the biggest chicken leg at dinner.
Yeah, it's like I seen that today at the supermarket. Some lady about kill herself trying to get that thing.
All I care about is method of payment.
I'd rather stand in a long line where everyone's paying cash than a short line where everybody's paying by check or credit card.
Oh, that hurts. I hate people who pay by check. So you're sitting, then you're sitting in line for half an hour, wait for somebody's check to clear.
You know, I just want to kill somebody. When you go to Thriftway or Kroger's, and you see somebody has about $8 worth of stuff, so you get behind them in line, and then they pay with a check. You're like, $8. If you don't have $8, don't leave the house, lady.
Well, what about the other people? They got to have the exact change.
What about that big fat lady that's fishing around in her purse for that last food stamp? She can't find it either.
Oh, I feel like smacking.
You know what else I hate? I hate those Salvation Army people asking for money all the time.
Well, especially when you walk out of stores.
What's
You're
wrong
broke.
With that? Are you Scrooge or something?
You know what else I hate? I hate those people like trying to hand you smoked sausage and like French fries and stuff as you walk through the grocery store. I hate that.
I love that. That's the best part. The other day, I went to the Kroger's in Hyde Park. That is the most tits Kroger's in town. I had a full course meal. I had fish and chips, and I had, for dessert, I had ice cream.
That's junk food.
You know what else I hate?
What?
Is I hate, like, these stores now have salad bars and all that stuff, and everybody, like, wants to buy a salad bar while they're grocery shopping. I hate that, too. You know what else I hate? I hate, like, how these CDs come in these big, giant, long plastic boxes now.
What's the purpose of that?
That's so you can't steal them. Then they pop them out, and they give you the little bitty CD and stuff. I hate that.
Oh, that did it.
And I hate, like, how malls put up, like, decorations and stuff around Christmas time. I just hate that. I hate, like, when they hang up bows and ribbons and wantookers and all that stuff. I hate that kind of crap.
And you got your security.
And I hate the security guards at the mall. You know what I hate most of all? I hate how people, like, throw money into the fountain at the mall. I just hate that. I just hate that. And you know what else I hate? I hate how, like, Victoria's Secret has those scantily clad, big-bosomed women wearing a bra right in her window. I hate that. I just really hate it. And I hate how, like, the whole place smells like popcorn and pretzels and stuff. I just hate that about the mall.
What about them Santa Claus out there?
Oh, I hate those Santa Clauses.
Santa was so plastered. I mean, a plaster Santa Claus.
I hate those plastered Santa Clauses, and I hate the sober Santa Clauses.
I mean, that's ruined the whole Santa Claus conception. I mean, what is the deal with these people?
I don't know what the deal is. All I know is I hate them.
Oh.
And I hate all these stores, like, lowering their prices for the holidays. I hate that kind of crap. What is that all about?
I don't know.
And I hate these stores, like, you know, sending out flyers to tell you what's on sale. Like, you give a good rat's ass in the Sunday paper what's on sale. Nobody cares about that kind of crap. I hate it. I hate the whole Christmas thing.
What is Christmas?
I don't know, man. All I know is I hate it. I hate the whole thing. You know what else I hate?
What's that?
It's a Wonderful Life. I hate it, and I hate A Miracle on 34th Street, and I hate Charlie Brown, I hate the Grinch, and I hate the Berenstain Bears. I hate everybody except for Krista on the Star 64 Kids Club.
The Grinch, he's my idol.
I hate the Grinch. He's a wuss. If he was a real man, his heart wouldn't have grown at the end.
Well, yeah, true.
He was a faux Grinch. He was a phony Grinch.
Yeah, they should have had me playing the Grinch.
They should have had you as the Grinch.
Exactly.
Now, Robbie, they should have had you as the Grinch.
You know what else I hate?
What?
I hate co-hosts think they know it all.
I hate gripey co-hosts that got nothing nice to say.
I hate co-hosts who don't shave, come down here with their hair all messed up, wearing an ugly sweater. That's a new blue jeans that he got for Christmas to show off that I didn't get any new pants yet.
You're just jealous I look good.
I hate people look good.
Well, you don't hate Chris, then. You probably would love Chris if you hate people who look good.
I hate people who look good.
I know, so you would love Chris.
This is too far
don't
out for
think
me.
So.
You know what else I hate?
What?
Relatives. Especially,
I
hate grandparents. I hate parents, brothers, sisters, cats, dogs, nephews, nieces. I hate them all. I don't even have a niece, and I would hate... Well, if I had a niece, I'd hate her.
Huh. I don't have a niece. Thank God.
Man, I hate everything about Christmas. You know what else I hate? I hate in Cincinnati how everybody gets their dog and they put antlers on them and they have a big race or whatever the hell that is. I hate that. That's so stupid.
I think that's kind of funny.
You know what else I hate? I hate football on Christmas Day. They always play football on Christmas Day. Big deal. Who cares?
What about deviled eggs?
I love deviled eggs with deviled a lot of paprika.
Cool.
That's it. Deviled eggs, grilled cheese sandwiches. That's all I need. Hey, thanks for your call. We got to move on, Mark.
No problem.
Later.
Later.
I feel sorry for Mark.
Man, that Mark guy, he really doesn't know what Christmas is all about.
He had to listen to you griping like that.
What?
The phone number here is 749-1444, 749 1-888-344-4444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, although we're thinking of changing the name this week to the Chris and Grinch Late Night Talk Show.
They say, Rob, the guy who usually plays Santa Claus can't make it today. Can you do it? And I said, no.
Why?
And they said, well...
Are they supplying the beard?
No, yeah. They said, well, it's either you dress up like Santa Claus or it's another day of trying to cram huge Christmas tree boxes into the back of Chevettes and Pinos and stuff. So I said, well, I think I'll be Santa Claus. So I was Santa Claus, and I went walking through the store with this other person going, ho, 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 come down and sit on my lap and have your picture taken for a dollar. Ho, ho, ho,
that's nice. I bet that.
Then my beard fell down on my chin.
Uh-huh.
You know, my mustache part of my beard fell down on my chin. And then this kid said, hey, you're not the real Santa Claus. And then I turned around and I looked at him. I said, ho, 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 why don't you think I'm the real Santa Claus? Ho, ho. Because your beard's falling down. So you know what I said?
What'd you say?
Get away from me, kid. And he went, and he went running and crying and screaming and ran away.
He said, get away from me, kid.
And then, you know, the person I was walking around the store with said, Rob, you scarred that kid for life. Can you imagine Santa Claus yelling at you? And I was like...
Back to hauling big boxes in the back of pickup trucks.
Well, no,
again.
I went down there, and it was cool because I walk into the Christmas tree section of the store, and there's all these people there, right? And you know who they're waiting on?
Who?
Me. You know what I felt like?
What?
I felt like Huey Lewis going to a Coconuts to sign my new album or something. I mean, there's all these people standing there waiting for me, but then I remembered I was dressed up like Santa Claus. You know what they did? They all clapped.
At Christmas, I no more desire arose than wish of snow in May's newfangled shows.
So then
a guy named Barone wrote that.
Everybody clapped for me, and I said, hi, you know, and I gave him my best, like, Donald Trump wave, although I hadn't heard him back then.
Shakespeare actually wrote that.
And then I sat down, and they started bringing up kids to sit on my leg, and this kid drooled on me.
There was an old woman lived under a hill, and if she's not gone, she lives there still.
And
that's great, isn't it?
Then they put this little bitty dude on my knee, real little.
Like tiny?
You know when they can't hold their heads up, and their heads just kind of slump around, and they're like, you know, they have their necks broken?
Probably didn't even know what a Santa Claus was.
Didn't. So I couldn't understand why they're putting this kid on my knee. They put this kid on my knee.
Get a cute picture to show Grandma.
Yeah. Okay, they put this kid on my knee. And his head snaps back because he can't support it.
Oh, whoa! I bet that hurt.
And then he almost falls off the back of my leg.
Man.
So I had to grab him. Then he starts screaming. And then his parents, like, just grab the kid off my knee, and they storm away. Then everybody else saw that debacle, and they just the line just kind of died out. And I'm just sitting there in that hot, sweaty Santa
suit. I bet
suit.
You were the worst Santa there ever was.
I was very close to being the worst Santa ever.
Why? If you weren't it, then what was?
I don't know. Bill Murray and Scrooge. Didn't he dress up like Santa Claus for a while?
He might have been the world's worst Santa Claus. Something tells me you were.
Okay. It was in what's now Turkey. There's a guy named St. Nicholas.
Persia?
Turkey, no.
What was
Persia was Iran.
Turkey.
Asia Minor.
Okay.
And his name
was... Constantinople was?
It used to be Istanbul. It was Constantinople. Oh. Okay. And then... his name was St. Nicholas, right? Mm-hmm. So he was Catholic. He was a bishop. And he became a bishop at a very young age, thus beginning the connection between youth and
Did
Santa
you
Claus.
Did you read this in a book or something?
I know it all, baby.
You just knew it?
And so there's these three daughters of this merchant. And they were very poor. And you know, back in those days, if the women didn't have a good dowry, you know what happened to them?
What?
Slavery.
Wow.
Slavery or just impoverishment for life. So you know what he did?
What?
He gave them a bag of gold every night. One bag for each daughter so they'd have a dowry. And one night, he delivered the gold by throwing it through an open window. And guess where it landed?
In the fireplace?
Close.
Under a tree?
Close.
In a sock?
Bingo! And there it goes.
And that's where stocking stuffers came from?
Mm-hmm. That's why you stuff your stocking. And you know what else he did?
What's that?
There's this really bad guy who owned a store. And he chopped up a kid and stuffed him in a pickling barrel, and St. Nicholas brought him back to life.
Wow, how'd he do that?
He just did it because he was a saint.
If you're so smart, where do Christmas trees come from?
Something to do with Martin Luther.
Really?
Yeah, Martin Luther
that
started.
That wasn't around until Martin Luther? Until the Reformation?
No.
Wow.
And then, like, the whole legend of the St. Nicholas thing spread all over England and Europe.
You mean
and
that
Europe
Christmas tree thing wasn't a pagan thing?
Mark,
I would have thought it had been a pagan thing from way back.
But it wasn't a Christmas tree then, was it? I mean, the whole reason why they picked December 25th was due to the, some of that pagan stuff.
Oh, well, to, yeah. So, well,
the like solstice, the solstice stuff.
It was the solstice winter celebration, and they combined it with Catholicism to try to sell Catholicism.
And no, no, and what else? Really liked it. And when, but when is the Feast of St. Nicholas? December 6th.
Ooh.
Which is pretty close to December 25th. Uh-huh. Or December 21st also. See, so it all ties in together.
It's a December thing.
Yeah. But then, you know, what's weird is that the Dutch, who are Protestant mostly, really latched on to the St. Nicholas feast day, and they really sold it big, and they started dressing up like St. Nicholas in a bishop's clothes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they kind of caught on in Germany and England. And then when the Dutch settlers came to America, you know, they didn't call him St. Nicholas because they spoke Dutch. They called him Sinterklaas.
Oh, really?
Guess what the English called him?
Christopher Kringle.
Santa Claus.
Really?
There, now you know the whole story.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. In case you've just tuned in, it's been a gangbuster. A couple hours here of our Christmas extravaganza. The phone number is
749-1444.
We got a line open. It's been open for a while, too.
Oh, I know. Well, we got Buster standing by, and Tony, and Bill, and Fred, and George, and
Lolita.
Chris, and
Lolita
standing by, too. And so if room becomes available, 749-1444 is the phone number to get in on this at. So what else? You know what else I noticed just today, or yesterday, actually?
What was that?
That Dick Clark on $20,000 Pyramid. Is even more of an ass than Alex Trebek is. That's when I first wake up. It's on.
Don't you have a job?
This? This?
Are they
you know how like on Jeopardy, when you miss a question, how Alex Trebek's like all smug, like he knew it all when all he did was read a damn answer off a card?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You meant to say Montesquieu. Oh, sorry. You know, something like that. Well, Dick Clark's even worse.
How worse is he?
Well, he comes over after the big final. You know, they do that thing, the big pyramid money to win $100,000.
Yeah.
And no one wins. It's because it's impossible. Absolutely impossible. No one ever wins. So Dick comes over and starts giving the bang-up clues and just makes the guys feel like asses. And they all go, oh, Dick, if only you'd been my partner, I'd be $100,000 richer. And it's just, Dick is an idiot. And now he produces all these rock shows, and drunk Guns N' Roses show up and curse all over his shows and give him gray hairs. Then he got inducted into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, and he cried like a little girl.
He always was an idiot, though, wasn't he?
How was he the only big-time DJ from the 50s not to get caught up in the payola scandal? Was he either not on the take, which is bull? If everybody, every other powerful DJ was on the take, how come he wasn't?
He was probably top dog.
Or... Who did he pay off? How did he get out of it? How did he skate through it free? Why wasn't he, why didn't he crash and burn like Alan Freed and some of the other ones?
Probably he's queer.
What's that, what would that have to do with anything?
749-1444, we'll be right back.
Run with the
Back here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and I'll tell you, you're in for a treat now. Get out that notebook, if you got one. Get your notebook out or pop a cassette in so you can jot this down tomorrow.
Why? What's going on?
It's recipe time here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Oh, great.
Get a little recipe music going.
Do you have any recipes for cider?
The phone number here is 749-1444. And I've got some recipes here for Christmas cookies, because we love Christmas cookies at the Chris and Rob Show, don't we?
I do. Okay, big deal. Sugar, butter, mix, flour, one egg, beat until well done, slice up, serves 2 dozen, big deal. There's your sugar.
You forgot the brown sugar.
Brown sugar, too. Yippee, yippee,
yippee. Here's how to make peanutty Noels. Peanut,
sugar, flour, coconut.
You got a cup and a quarter of firmly packed light brown sugar, 3/4 cup creamy peanut butter, 1/2 cup of Crisco, all vegetable shortening or lard.
I wonder if this is sponsored by Crisco.
3 tablespoons of milk, 1 tablespoon of vanilla, 1 egg, 1 3/4 cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon salt, 3/4 teaspoon baking soda. Hope you're jotting all this down, because I'm going to go through this really fast. Heat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. This is better than Julia Child's, ain't it? Place sheets of foil on the countertop for cooling the cookies when you're all done. Be a shame if you burned your fingers. Combine the brown sugar, the peanut butter, the shortening, the milk, and the vanilla in a large bowl. Don't forget, you can add other stuff if you want to, like, you know, make pot cookies or something.
Like you can put
beat
in M&M's.
Beat at medium speed of electric mixer and well until all Snicker bars. Okay, Butterfingers. Add an egg. Beat until blended. Combine the flour, salt, and baking soda. Add to a cream mixture at low speed. Mix just until blended. You can check it with your finger, because that's usually the best part, is eating an egg. Drop heaping teaspoons of dough 2 inches apart or however big you want. I always like to make mine real big.
The ones you gave us earlier weren't very big.
They were kind of little.
They were kind of little.
They could have been a little bigger.
They could have been bigger. They would have been better if they were bigger.
They were perfect cookies, except for they were kind of small, and they could have been about as big as your skull, huh?
They could have been.
I like those cookies that are as big as my skull. Those are the best kind. Anyway, then when you flatten those cookies and you make your fork, you make them little crisscross patterns, because those are really cool.
No, you only do that with peanut butter cookies.
These are Peanutty Noels.
Are they peanut butter cookies or
yes.
Peanutty Noels?
They're the same thing. You change their name to get the festive holiday spirit.
You know what else
you
is cool?
You ain't got none of.
You know what? Know what else is cool about Christmas?
I'm not done yet.
And I'll tell you what's cool about Christmas.
Put them on a baking
sheet
at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for 7 or 8 minutes, or until they just look good. Don't overbake them, though, because then they'd be all crispy.
You should always pull them out just a little bit before they're done, because they'll continue to cook on that hot pan.
There's a recipe I gave you. Should make about 3 dozen cookies if you make them a pretty typical size. Make them big, you got less. Make them smaller, you got more.
You know what's cool? Was when you were in elementary school and you were buying the school lunches, how every holiday they would give everything a name. Like, it wouldn't just be green beans the last day of school before Christmas. They would be St. Nicholas green beans.
What'd they call Johnny Marzetti?
They would be reindeer Johnny Marzetti or something.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Or Hanukkah French fries.
So if anyone out there's got some good recipes for Christmas-type food for us, call us up at 749-1444 and share them with us. I also got a recipe for Christmas cocoa chewies, holiday pinwheel cookies, and Mrs. Claus's authentic original oatmeal cookies. Good stuff. Good eating.
Wow.
Chris and Rob stand for good eating.
We sure do.
Check this out. Chocolate cheesecake bars.
Whoa, chocolate cheesecake bars, you say?
Yeah, that sounds good. Your base should be a...
Oh, man.
Your base should be a cup of all-purpose flour.
How about if people call up and you give them the recipe
sugar,
if they call?
1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/3 cup of Crisco, all vegetable shortening or lard, 1/2 cup
or
of chocolate pecan.
Or lard.
The filling should be made out of 1 package
or
8 ounces or so of cream cheese softened.
How about tallow? Can you use tallow or does it have to be
cocoa,
lard?
1/4 cup of milk, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon freshly grated orange peel.
Animal.
Pecan halves are optional, but I'll tell you, you should put them in there. They're really good.
Cow.
Or M&M's or Hershey bars or whatever. Snickers bars. There you go. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. For your base, combine the flour, the brown sugar, the cinnamon in a large bowl. Cut and the shortening until... This is better than Julia
You're
Child.
Boring the hell out of me. What are you talking about?
I was just pretending like
you could be Dr. Joy Brown or something with that kind of stuff.
No, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
No, she's entertaining. Her and those Charles Barkley commercials, that's some fun stuff. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the annual Chris and Rob Christmas Extravaganza.
I can't get enough Christmas.
And remember, Christmas was named after Chris.
That's
so Santa Claus said anyway. So if you want to talk to the guy that Christmas was named after, or thinks that Christmas was named after, you know, how come the T is silent in Christmas? Maybe it's not...